Now, do you get frustrated by wanting a word sometimes and you just can't get it?
Yes, indeed.
Now, it's called tip of the tongue experiences, and people are fascinated by this because we want to know, why does this happen in your brain? What's going on? Why is it that you know what the word is, you know the word, but you just can't make the movement that you need to say the word? And it's very frustrating. In fact, it ranks on a world list of most frustrating things. It's quite close to the top, actually. And researchers at McMaster University in Canada, Amy Warriner and Karen Humphreys, wanted to find out what the best thing to do when it happens is. Because do you ruminate over it and try and work out what the word is, or do you go and get someone to put you out of your misery quickly? And this is important because there's this idea that we learn by our mistakes. So if you don't know a word, does not knowing it and the kind of embarrassment of being tongue-tied and then having to be helped out with the word, does that mean that you then don't make the same mistake again? Or is it the way around? Are you learning your mistake better than actually getting it right? And so what they did was to recruit 30 students at the university. They put them in front of a computer screen on which there were statements which were carefully selected to provoke them to want to say words which were known to be tip-of-the-tongue type words. So you might, for instance, show someone a picture of an armadillo. Most people know what an armadillo is. They know what it looks like, but it's one of those words that you think, oh, what's the name of that thing? And that's a tip-of-the-tongue experience. So they showed them these statements or things that were designed to provoke this experience, and they then had to press one of three buttons. Either they knew the word that was being elicited, they didn't know it, or they were in tip-of-the-tongue territory. And if they pressed the tip-of-the-tongue button, then the researchers waited either 10 seconds or 30 seconds before putting them out of their misery. Then, after they'd logged all the words that provoked tip-of-the-tongue, they then waited 2 days, and the students came back, same students, did the same test, same words, and on some of those words, there were, again, tip-of-the-tongue experiences. So they didn't learn from 2 days previously, probably because they're students. But the interesting thing here was that when the researchers looked, they found that when they had made the students wait 30 seconds worrying about what the word was before telling them, they were much more likely to have another tip-of-the-tongue experience on that same word the next time than other words, when they put them out of their misery much more quickly. So what they say is it's a bit like spinning your wheels in a snowdrift if you are worrying about what this word is, because you're basically reinforcing the nerve connections that are wrong, taking you down a sort of blind neurological alley where you can't find the word you want. And by going over it and over and over it, you're actually making those pathways stronger instead of strengthening the connection to the word. So their solution, get someone to help you out quickly, stop worrying about it, or look it up on the internet if you can.
I always find it with names. That's the worst thing. When I know someone's name, but it just escapes me, and that's so embarrassing when you're looking at them and you know their name, but you just can't get it out.
There is a condition called prosopagnosia, which is caused by damage to a part of the brain called the temporal lobe. It's in the top part of your temporal lobe, and people cannot recognise faces.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So you can show them a picture of their own wife, who they've known for 30 years, and they cannot recognise the person until the person starts to speak, or they look at their clothing or some other giveaway, and they just can't do it from faces.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.